This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we try to unjumble an important and sometimes under-the-radar statewide story that affects you. Jake, it was the first almost full week back for the state legislature, and I am already exhausted.
I mean, I feel like the drama factor here has gone from 0 to 60 in like 2 seconds flat, especially with the impasse right now on budgets and the roads, which, you know, it seems like that's all everyone wants to talk about when it comes to state politics right now.
It is. That is the big issue going on in Lansing right now. But that doesn't mean that there's not other things going on. In fact, lawmakers introduced bills that would extend the statute of limitations in criminal misconduct cases involving public officials. So why is this significant? Well, this really all stems from the Flint water crisis prosecution. If you remember, not too long ago, the Attorney General's office said that essentially the initial investigation into the Flint water crisis wasn't done properly and that they wanted to dismiss a bunch of cases and start over. So the Attorney General's office dropped those charges, and now Senate Minority Leader Jim Ananick and Democratic Representative John Cherry, they're like, look, we want to make sure that if there is anybody that needs to be charged as a result of the Flint water crisis, that that is going to be able to happen. So they want to extend the statute of limitations, which is the time that you have to file criminal charges, from 6 years to 10 years.
And here's the thing. It's not really clear at this point when the statute of limitations runs up on a lot of these charges against public officials involved in the Flint water crisis. And the reason is because we're really working off of the 6-year anniversary of when the whole crisis started, that switch to Flint River water that really kicked off the problems in the Flint's water system. But Attorney General Dana Nessel says it's a lot more complicated than that when it comes to all of the charges that could be handed down in the Flint water crisis.
It wouldn't be just that first day. It would be the entirety of the time that that was occurring. So that, I think, would give them even an extra couple years, because that took place over the course of quite some time. You know, you can't take a specific date and say that is the date that the statute tolls. You have to look at a number of different factors and circumstances.
So regardless of whether these bills pass, there is still a chance, even if you reach that 6-year anniversary, that charges could still be filed. But these Democratic lawmakers from Flint absolutely want to make sure that the statute of limitations is not getting in the way of justice for the people of Flint.
Exactly. And the important thing to remember about these bills is that they don't just stop at Flint. These would be changes that would be long lasting. So we're not just talking about this specific case where as soon as the Flint water investigations and prosecutions are over, that this law goes, you know, out the window. This would permanently extend the statute of limitations in any case that is a criminal misconduct involving a public official.
That's right. So even if you don't live in Flint, even if you are not someone harmed by the Flint water crisis directly, this is something that could affect your community, either if you have public officials now that are facing corruption probes or other criminal misconduct, or if there are things in the future that might happen. I mean, this is something to pay attention to. Like many bills in Lansing, sometimes it's narrowly focused as to the reason they're introduced, but sometimes they have much wider implications.